Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled 10 Things I Love About You.
When birthdays or Christmas roll around, do you ever wonder what to give that special person in your life who seems to have everything? My friend Angie Wright has come up with an idea that just might be what you're looking for, a gift you make yourself. It's an album or a scrapbook or even a card entitled 10 Things I Love About You. Although this gift will not cost you much money, it will require time for reflection as you go back through the memories of your relationship and choose just 10 things that are special to you about that person. This beautiful gift of 10 Things I Love About You can be given to your 8-year-old son or your 90-year-old grandma. It fits all sizes and ages. You can be sure it will be an encouragement for months and years to come, probably treasured the rest of their life. Of course, if you include a picture of each of these 10 things, your gift will be even more beautiful. It's strange, but we presume that those we care about already know their own strong points. But that's not necessarily true. Sometimes those closest to us have struggled in certain areas and don't realize how successful they have become in conquering their difficulties. Instead of detriments, those areas of their lives are now blessings, and they need you to tell them. The Bible says, encourage one another and build each other up. There's not one of us who wouldn't benefit from this kind of encouragement, and that's why this gift is so special. And by the way, another plus, said Angie, is that whenever that person hurts you or needs your forgiveness, as eventually happens in every relationship, if you go back and think about those 10 things you love about them, you will find that your anger will fade. Bless that special person in your life with a gift no one else can give.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.